Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So I didn't want to say anything, but Mike Schaefer, my producer, just said he watched. You didn't watch the 70s last night, or you did? And then you said to me something that I never thought I'd hear you say. You thought the 60s was better, the movie the 60s. That was the worst thing that has ever been perpetrated. I'm joking. I don't know. I never saw it, but I heard it was really horrible. The miniseries I'm talking about, the 60s. And the 70s was what? What did they have in the soundtrack in that? Oh, let me guess. They threw a whole bunch of disco into that thing. Marvin Gaye. The Temptations. Disco. Keep going. What kind of rock? Allman Brothers. Bull crap. You're just saying that because you like them. ELO. Yeah, well, where is it? You'd leave the movie review into me, would you mind, please? Because it wasn't all that good. All right. I hear you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. No, I don't even need to hear that. You know what? I don't need to hear the soundtrack. I just wanted to know how things are perceived when it comes to network TV. Speaking of network TV, Ted Bell is on the line with us, and there is a problem with Time Warner and a quarrel over transmission rights between Time Warner and the Walt Disney Company left 11 Disney-owned ABC stations off of local cable systems. And the only way for viewers to see ABC programs would be to rig their TVs to get ABC the old-fashioned way through the antenna. Here's the 70s soundtrack. Superstition, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Well, I hate to tell you, but What's Going On by Marvin Gaye came out in, well, maybe it was 1970. I think it was 69. I think What's Going On came out in 1969, NBC. I think What's Going On came out on the same album with Mercy, Mercy Me by Marvin Gaye, and it came out in 1969. Now, what do you think of that? I think you blew it with that one. I think your interns or your Generation X associate producers screwed the dog until it's still bleeding. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Okay, Barry White, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe. And as if we haven't heard Joy to the World enough, Three Dog Night's Joy to the World. There you go. Remember The Big Chill? I thought they played the hell out of that. I was bleeding from the ears. There's nothing wrong with Marvin Gaye. The thing I'm trying to say, Mike, is What's Going On by Marvin Gaye came out in 1969. Huh? It came out in 1969, I think. I don't give a crap if it got played in the 70s. A lot of stuff got played in the 70s. Freaking Louis Prima got played in the 70s. Free, All Right Now, the Allman Brothers, Jessica, Jefferson Starship, Miracles. God, there was some bad music in the 70s, wasn't there? Man, if you forgot how bad the music of the 70s was, just see the NBC miniseries, The 70s, which will be ad nauseum all week on NBC. Too bad Time Warner didn't have a problem with them. What do you think? Hey, Time Warner, you guys, can you get it with NBC instead of ABC? ABC's got Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which is what we want to see. We don't want to see no 70s. Yes, of course, people are watching it, I'm sure. Van McCoy, The Hustle, Donna Summer, Hot Stuff, Blondie, Heart of Glass, Billy Preston, Nothing from Nothing. And then, of course, that smash hit from Bob Marley and the Wailers, Three Little Birds, which got maybe two plays on Elton John, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Don't Let Anything Go Down on Me. And then Cat Stevens, Peace Train. What's Going On and Mercy, Mercy Me were both 71. Somebody called in with that? Okay, well, screw him. I still say they came out in 1969. What do you think of that? To the guy who called in, and I know it was a guy because women don't know anything about music. I'm kidding. Not that that comment would get any women to call. But when it comes to music, I would like to think of myself as the last word, even though I don't know what the hell I'm saying. All right, then let me take this tack. Let me just say this, if I may. Jessica by the Allman Brothers. Well, okay, forget that. Miracles by Jefferson Starship And Hot Stuff by Donna Summer. This is what I was trying to say the other day when people do these retrospectives and people try to rewrite history and tell you, well, this is the way that it was in the 1970s. People were into disco. There was a small percentage of people that were into disco. They were in New York. They were in Miami. They were in, to some degree, San Francisco, and to a much lesser degree, but still fairly viable, in Los Angeles. In other words, in those major urban centers, disco was hot insofar as there were some clubs that played it and people went and danced to it. But it didn't get major play on radio stations. The biggest radio format in the 70s was something called album rock. That was the most people listened to that than any other radio format, and nobody was playing no freaking disco on the album rock stations, which leads me to this question. How did disco ever become so inflated in the memories of people? Not that it's a bad music. My wife loves it. She listens to it and dances to it every Saturday night listening to K-Big. While I'm trying to get some sleep, there she is in a teddy doing the YMCA. So how in the popular consciousness does it loom larger than in point of fact it was? How did this happen? Maybe it's because it was reviled. Maybe it was because it was despised as much as it was. Saturday Night Fever was huge. So there's one reason. Saturday Night Fever was big. It was a big movie. And the music from Saturday Night Fever wasn't bad. But that don't mean I got to listen to Van McCoy's The Hustle, which, by the way, that wasn't too bad either. But what was Heart of Glass by Blondie? Quit trying to throw that group down my throat, man. I'm done with those guys. Quit trying to jam Blondie down my throat. They weren't no good then. They ain't no good now. She's a nice lady, and that song Maria's really cool. I play it for my wife. Other than that, forget it. Remember when Steve Dahl blew those big discs? It was Steve Dahl's thing. He blew the disco records up at that ball game. And he blew up a few old people, too, to go along with it. He threw a bunch of disco records and like a grandmother on top of the pile and blew it up. That's the thing. Everything would have been cool if he hadn't thrown those old people on top of the pile. For good measure. Should have thrown Donna Summer's ass up on top of that. Well, and of course, would have been a bigger blast. Than, in any event, so there you go. It's the 70s on NBC, so don't miss it. Starring Brad Rowe and Guy Torrey and Michael Easton and whatever. And let's not forget Joy to the World, Three Dog Night. Let's reinvent that song one more time. That was absolutely, of all the songs, used to make me crazy. And that wasn't such a bad band. They had some nice songs. They, you know. But that every time I hear that, Jeremiah was, oh, come on. It's enough to make you nuts. By the way, there's a huge tune-out factor right now, and I don't care. Go ahead, tune out, man. See if you can find anything better. Okay, here you go. Is this the song? Oh, God! Ow! Ouch! Please, God, please don't make it. Please, no, 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 no. Ouch! What? Yeah, it's on Forrest Gump, it's on the 70s, it's on My Best Of, it's on The Big Chill. I got a big news flash for the guys that did the 70s soundtrack, that cat that did Big Chill, and what's that Forrest Gump? Joy to the World, the only person listening to that song was my kid's sister. She had that. By then, I think I'd like graduated, what was that, like 71, 72? So you'd sort of graduated to, Cream had broken up, so it was Blind Faith, and you were listening to Allman Brothers. Whatever. Nobody was listening to that. I don't need to hear it off the Forrest Gump soundtrack. I appreciate it, Craig, but I think it's the same song on all three of these discs. The guy that put this music together, where's the music guy on this? He said, well, hell, I don't know what to do. Come on, we got a 70s movie. Come on, come up with something. Well, what do you want? Just come up with something. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Get that Big Chill deal. Listen to that. Remember that the great Hoyt Axon wrote Joy to the World Fist? Oh, you mean first. And then the big one on here, Barry White, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe. Maybe, you know what, I mean, there was still the demarcation in popular music had still been clearly drawn. We didn't have the crossover. That today, man, it's every man for himself. But that Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe, that must have been pivotal someplace. Not on my street. Not where we park our cars on our front lawn. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 white bands and 7 black artists. There's no 7 white bands and 8 black artists. As a white man, I'm offended by that. They got Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Temptations, Barry White, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Billy Preston. I'm going to have to assume Van McCoy's black. I've never seen the man, but let's just say he was. It's disco. Let's just go ahead and say he is. Even if he ain't, he is. And Donna Summer. There's 8 black acts and only 7 white people. What's going on with that? Now you're really pissing me off. 70s was a white decade, okay? The first black decade was the 80s. Hey, Marvin, what's going on with that? All right, is Ted still on hold? We'll get to Ted in a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. The newspaper article says it was not so good morning for ABC fans across America today. A quarrel over transmission rights between Time Warner and the Walt Disney Company left 11 Disney-owned ABC stations off of local cable systems. So if you are a Time Warner cable subscriber in any of the following cities: New York, Los Angeles, Houston, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Toledo, Ohio, and small parts of Time Warner systems in Fresno, California, and Philadelphia, then you don't get no ABC. And Ted Bell is with us, who has some contacts in the entertainment business and has produced films with many of the principals who are also involved in cable transmission. Ted, how are you this afternoon?
Real good, Phil. And I'm happy to be of service. I hope I can be of some service.
Well, here's what we're really asking. What is the, what is the impetus behind this, this dispute between ABC and Time Warner, this cable dispute, and when are they going to get their stuff back together again so that people such as my engineer here, Craig Taylor, who just got Time Warner cable, will be able to get ABC programs?
All right. First of all, Phil, I'm afraid, you made a little bit of a... I don't know why you called me with this. I have a dish. I left cable behind a long time ago.
You have a satellite dish?
Yeah, I got the big dish back in 1985. I choose what I watch. It doesn't choose me. So I have a... I don't have any problems with that. And I do have a difficult time feeling bad for people who didn't... I don't know how I can help you.
You have a satellite dish, so you don't have any cable problems.
No, I don't have any cable problems. I don't even operate in the world of cable problems. I have a difficult time understanding people that do, although I do realize it's socioeconomic, and I recognize that when Mike Schaefer called me, your producer, it had a lot to do with your audience. And the demographics of your audience, I'm going to put it, I don't know what the demographics are, but probably most of the people who listen to your show live in apartments. Most of them live, maybe there's a large halfway house population, and some of them live in, and I'll be kind, moving homes. So from that respect, they don't get the dish. They don't have the satellite dish. I do. I don't have cable problems. So I don't know. What do you want me to do here?
Well, I wanted to get some insight into the when this thing might be over, the dispute, so that people who have cable TV...
When you're talking about cable TV, Phil, I haven't had cable TV since the early 80s. I bought the big dish. You have a dish, don't you?
I have a small. I've got a DSS.
Oh, okay. So you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I do, only because I don't have any cable service out where I live. There's no cable company that provides service out there.
So you had to get a dish.
I had to get a satellite dish.
Well, it's great. Having a satellite dish is fantastic because, as you know, Phil, you get 500 different channels. You mentioned having the NFL package. You get the NBA package. You've got a choice. Now, you have DSS. I have the big dish, which means I get programming from all over the world. And
when you say big dish, you're talking about one of those really large.
Yeah, well, I've got a 12 foot radius dish. That's the Big Daddy. Got it out of my backyard. Got that baby in the late 1980s. I can pick up outer space on this thing, and I do a lot of viewing of international programming. One of the things that's fun, you can get some of these nudie deals, the foreign nudies or these Russian nudie movies. And
what did you say? Russian nudie movies?
You get some of these nudies, you know, the American nudies. You can get those, but the Russians do their own kind of nudie films, okay?
And when you say a nudie film, what do you mean?
I'm talking about these porn films.
Okay.
And you get the Russian nudie, and they're better than the American nudies, because the American nudies, I understand what they're saying, so I get caught up in the plot. But with the Russian nudies, I don't understand what the hell they're talking about, so I can watch the nudies. And you don't have to worry because you don't speak the language, and I don't have to care, right? I start caring too much for a lot of the actors in American nudies.
American adult? I've never heard them referred to as nudies, okay?
Well, American adult films. But most of them are great because of you're able to watch what, you know. I'll tell you what, you're probably worried for your listeners because of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right?
I think a lot of people like to see that show. A lot of the ABC programs they want to see, but Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is a big one. If you don't have cable, do you ever watch that show?
I watch the show, but the point is the people who are upset with the Time Warner ABC dispute and who won't be getting Time Warner ABC or the Time Warner cable system, they probably watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right?
I guess.
All right. First of all, trim an extra hedge. Instead of vicariously wanting to be a millionaire, this is my message for your listeners, Phil.
Go ahead, Ted.
No, seriously, instead of vicariously trying to be a millionaire, why don't you set out to become a millionaire? Trim an extra hedge. Make your automobile shop a foreign car specialist. Take in more laundry. Clean another toilet. As the summer months approach, they'll be needing more Checkers at Vons. You know what?
Well, it's not about people wanting. It's about their TV viewing. You understand? And
no, but if all they want to see is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I can't relate to that. I just told you how to start to be a millionaire. They're trying to live their lives through some other guy's life, okay? But quit crying until you get, do it my way, Phil. That's the way to do it. Cable is ridiculous. Do it the way I do it, which is with a dish, go out, work your ass off, earn some money, but quit crying until you get that dish, okay? Do it the way I'm doing it. Do it the way Phil's doing it. Get a satellite dish.
All right. Right now, a lot of people.
I understand a lot of people can't afford it because right now there's an awful lot of people out there who only have the cable system. But the sooner you get on a dish, the better.
Well, you know, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that. By the way, we're talking with Ted Bell from the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse and the Beverly Hills Automobile Association about the Time Warner ABC network dispute. And that means that a lot of people won't have ABC shows on their cable system. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're saying go ahead and get a dish and you don't have to worry about it.
Right. And I understand that it's difficult for a lot of your listeners because they live in apartments. Like I said, they live in halfway houses or whatever. What you need to do is get with the apartment manager or the apartment owner and ask him how you can get a dish up, because that's the only way, Phil, you're really going to be able to get the shows that you want. Cable is in the past. Cable TV is in the past. And the sooner your listeners unsubscribe to cable television and the quicker they get themselves on some kind of a dish, I don't care if it's the big dish.
See, a lot of us can only get that small dish, like the DSS.
Right.
You have the big one.
I got the Big Daddy. But that's me. That's because I could afford it. That's because I have the vision. That's because it was something that I wanted to, that I personally wanted to do. And I'll tell you something right now. Get off of that cable system. Get on the satellite dishes. And quit trying to be a millionaire by watching some guy on television. It's the best thing I could say.
All right, Ted Bell is with us here. I don't think anybody's trying to be a millionaire by watching a TV show.
Well, I think it's a substitute for getting out and working.
I don't think so, Ted. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil,
Hold on. Ted Bell is with us. It's the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about Time Warner has a dispute with ABC, so they've dropped it, ABC, from their cable systems in some major cities. There's going to be a lot of people without ABC programming on cable systems. What is the heart of this dispute, do you know?
You know, Phil, you keep asking me these questions. I don't
don't know anything about it.
I have a satellite dish. I don't follow cable disputes, okay? I got no problem getting any kind of programming for any kind of network. I got a satellite dish. You know what I mean when I say I have it?
So you get all ABC, NBC?
I get it all. I get Fox, I get ABC, I get NBC, I get it all. I don't have to worry about having cable. If you're worrying about having cable, you might as well put your balls right into the hands of the cable owners. Go ahead and drop your testicles right into the hands of the people that own cable companies, because if you have a cable system, that's the grip that they've got on you.
Now, you've had satellite since when?
I've had satellite since the mid-80s. I don't play that cable thing.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bell. I wish I knew what the...
You don't know what the cause of the dispute is?
No, I don't.
Well, one thing is for sure, money. There isn't one problem that we have in this world today between businesses that doesn't have something to do with money, but I can guarantee it's probably got a lot to do with money.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Louise, Texas, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. The man that's on there, his name is Ted.
Ted Bell, ma'am.
Yes. I'm from Louise, Texas, and I'm like
You got
Bill.
Cable?
You do got, what?
You got cable, right?
No, I do not. I have a satellite, but I
You have a satellite, or do you have a satellite dish?
Dish. I have a DSS.
How did you get that?
How? I bought it.
Well, forgive me, you live in Texas?
Yes.
Do you live in a home or an apartment, or how does that work?
I live in a home in the country, and we do not have cable.
Hmm.
But the people that
that's unusual for Phil's listeners. They usually live in apartments.
I live in a $125,000 house, but the cable company in the town that lives close to me wouldn't run a line because there's not enough people. Okay, so I got a satellite.
A satellite or a satellite dish?
She
the
got
DSS.
A satellite dish.
Well, she keeps saying she has a satellite.
I know, but she means satellite dish. Okay,
but
ma'am.
My problem with you is you think because you can afford it, everybody else can. I was lucky I could, but there are people in this world that can't afford everything they want.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep putting your rear end in the hands of the cable companies? You're going to grow up there.
Just like you said, put your balls in their hands?
That's right.
Okay.
That's...
But some people aren't fortunate enough to be able to afford a dish.
I know that. Ma'am,
okay.
I agree with you. I
but
know that.
They not only are watching for the millionaire show, they're all, myself, I happen to like the new staff that Channel 13 out of Houston has, and that's the ABC channel.
Lot of these people that live in trailers, they want to watch that Who Could Get to Be a Millionaire deal, right?
Correct, but that's not the only reason. There's soap operas that they watch on that channel.
No. The only reason why they watch ABCs for that Who Wants to Be the next
millionaire. No, women like soap operas. I'm a woman. I ought to know.
Well, they got soap operas on CBS and on
they
NBC,
sure do,
too.
But
yeah.
They also have the some of them like the ones on the ABC channel. I particularly like the news staff on the ABC channel.
Are you sure you can afford an SA-44 dish?
A what?
You got a satellite dish?
I have a DSS.
How did you afford that?
Because I work for a living. That's how I can afford it.
Well, no, I don't doubt that you work for a living, but you make enough income to get a dish?
I live outside town in the country.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but... Is the home you're in right now, it's cable ready or satellite ready?
Neither. I got the DSA so I could get more channels.
Is your home made out of wood or metal?
My house is brick.
It is a brick house, Phil.
I knew it was a brick house. What are you asking?
I thought it was a metal home.
I don't live in a trailer, no.
All right, so there's no mud or anything What I'm trying to get to, dear, is your home constructed at all with mud or adobe?
Is what?
Is your home constructed at all utilizing mud, twigs, or adobe, or anything like that?
Brick. Brick and wood and concrete.
And no mud or adobe, correct?
No mud or adobe, no. It's a brick house, right?
Brick. $125,000 brick house.
Now, are you married, dear?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right, so you have a combined income. Does your husband work in the oil fields?
I do.
It's not... In other words, it's not made of old tires. You see,
what are you asking this woman, okay? What are you asking her?
I'm trying to determine how a woman... Can we put her on hold for a minute?
Ma'am, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a truck driver, so I can afford anything I want.
All right, dear, hold the line. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back with you.
Okay. I'm on a mobile.
All right, you just stick there. Hold on.
Is she on hold?
Yes.
How can this... You listen to this broad. She sounds like she makes about 15 cents an hour. Ask her how much she makes.
I'm not going to be disrespectful to her. She says she's a truck driver, okay?
She doesn't sound like she makes any money. I bet she works at a stop-and-go or something. Ask her.
Okay, ma'am, you're back on the air. Hello?
Yes, I am, and I'm driving down the highway, and I work in the oil field. I haul oil field equipment in my pickup, and no, I don't make 15 cents an hour.
I thought you said you were...
I make... My paycheck last week was $1,800.
I thought you said she was on hold.
I thought
and
she was.
This week it's going to be $2,000. So don't tell me I got the brains of a damn waitress.
Wait a second.
I happen to be college educated, and I choose to be a truck driver because I like to travel, and I'm making more money than any other woman that works as a secretary unless she's screwing the damn boss.
Ma'am, I never said anything about you making 15 cents an hour.
You damn sure did, because he did not have me on hold.
Second,
ma'am, you're right, he did. He was on hold.
You are done got me hot now, ma'am.
Henry, I'm going to kill you for making me look like an ass in front of this lady, okay?
Yeah, well, you did when you started spouting off about people not being able to afford a satellite being on cable.
Wait a second.
You were on cable before you got a satellite.
The host of the show assured me that you were on hold.
Well, I thought that she was.
You're making me look like a fool?
I do not make 15 cents an hour. I turned in tickets a while ago at my boss's office that were $1,800 for the last week.
Ma'am, I'm just a brief 10-second hold. I'll be right back to you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Ted, you need to come back and apologize to this lady.
This white trash? Are we sure we're on hold?
Yes.
You're sure we're on hold?
Yes.
This white trash... With her 1,800 blah, 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 blah. It's bullcrap. I guarantee you she's lying.
Ted,
you
she's...
You want me to send you my
check stub? Wait a second. You said she was on hold, for Christ's sake.
I'm sorry.
You want me to send you my goddamn check stub? Don't call me white trash.
No, wait a second. You
said... probably buy your ass.
I never said anything of the sort, man. I can assure you.
You sure did, and this guy, Bill, is a witness to it.
I saw it.
So you are... caught, mister.
Yes, you are caught, and you did say it, Ted. I told you to apologize.
You assured me we were on hold.
I thought we were. I got an engineer here. I got a producer.
How dare you, Henry? You stabbed me in the back. Ma'am? Ma'am?
What?
I hope
I can get him to give me your address. My husband will call your ass and call you, probably get you to come out and meet him.
Well, now, wait a second. I think you misheard me. I didn't say white trash.
No, you call me white trash. And I am not.
Well, I don't believe you.
I'm a mother of three. I work 7 days a week. I'm on call 24 hours a day. I work for Acme Truck Lines. You can call them and ask them and see if I don't work my ass off.
Well, I
probably work more hours than you do.
But I never said anything.
You're white trash. You may not have said the poor, but you called me white trash.
You did, Ted, and I heard it.
I am not white trash.
Yes, ma'am, and you know what?
I have been married, and I have three kids.
Yes.
I have four grandkids.
Absolutely.
And I take care of my business.
Ma'am, I want to get him to apologize to you.
Well, he's done beyond that. He's
hold
not going to apologize.
Hold on for a second, okay? Let me just...
You're sure she's on hold?
I'm going to put this lady on hold so you don't offend her again. So hold on for just a moment, ma'am.
Twice he did that.
Are you sure she's on hold?
Yes.
Why can't you back me up just once? Look, if she's a truck driver, I'm Tinkerbell, okay?
Now, Ted, she's a truck driver. She says she's a truck driver. She lives in Texas.
Oh, come on. She's one of the Judds. Looks like she's inbred, probably. Now, look.
Ted, are you kidding me, man? Now, you're going to apologize to her.
All right, I'll pretend like I'm sorry.
Put her back on. Ma'am?
Yes?
Here's Ted.
Ma'am?
What?
Ted Bell here.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Try a little harder.
I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, well, mean it from the heart. Don't just say the words.
You know what you...
Because I am a truck driver. Would you like me to give you the 800 number to Acme Truck Line in Victoria, Texas? That's where I work out of.
No, that won't
be...
I drive
a 1994 double cab pickup, and I haul oil fill equipment.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Could you hear what I was saying when we were on hold that time?
Truth or you want me to lie to you?
Truth.
Yes, I could.
Henry, you...
I thought we were on hold.
God
well,
damn.
Your engineer ain't worth a damn.
well, we know that.
That's three times that I've heard what
yeah,
this man said.
That's right, ma'am.
I am not...
Apologize to her, Ted.
I'll give you my address.
What am I supposed to apologize for?
Apologize to the
you
lady. She heard
me
it.
You call me a white trash, and I am not.
Say
I
you're
am
sorry.
Married
say you're sorry,
kids
Ted.
And four grandkids.
Say you're sorry, Ted.
All right, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Say it good, okay? Say it like you mean it, like the lady said.
I cannot believe this.
What
there.
Did I do, ma'am? Oh, I've. Henry brought me on this show to talk about cable. I don't have cable.
Okay.
I got a dish.
You should have told him right off the start
I
that you knew nothing about it and that you were getting off. But no, you stayed on, and you took. He put you and me on.
Right.
And I gave you my view, and then you call me white trash.
That's
you
right.
You call me a Tinkerbell. You call me a 15-cent-an-hour waitress. Or a stop-and-go. That's
ma'am,
what it was. A stop-and-go waitress.
I think you misheard me.
No,
no, she
I
didn't.
I've got a witness.
She didn't mishear you. I
and
heard
I
it, too.
And he's got it on tape, too.
Say
and
you're
you,
sorry.
If you want me to get a lawyer, I'll get him. I'll get Bill in trouble.
No, no, not a lawyer.
Yeah, well.
Look, okay, I'm sorry. I said you sounded a little hanky, but... I'm sorry.
I'm college educated.
You're fine. I didn't mean to call you white trash. What I meant to say was honky. But I don't
yeah,
even mean
I'm
that.
White.
I don't mean that.
I'm white. I sure as hell am. I'm a 50-year-old white Caucasian woman. And a lady at that.
Oh, you're white.
Yes,
okay.
I am white.
Thank you very
okay,
I didn't I couldn't tell that.
Thank
you're
you.
Out, butter.
I couldn't tell if you're white or not.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Yeah.
1-800-4... Nice going.
Oh, me nice going? You're the guy that sticks my ass in a grill like that, and you say me...
I told you to apologize to her. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Not even doing that and to lie to that person?
I didn't let you put me in the situation, Phil. I can assure you I told you I knew nothing about cable television. I knew everything about satellite TV. And you put me in that situation.
Well, we're back. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, say it.
To the lady in Louise, Texas, this is Ted Bell. Ted Bell apologizes for any misperception on your part. Ted Bell apologizes for what could have been your inability to understand what it was I was saying. You're a truck driver. I'm a businessman. We have a gulf between us, perhaps, in terms of our ability to communicate. So I apologize to you for your lack of understanding me. I'm Ted Bell. And I hope that this apology will go a long way toward bridging the gap in communication between people, places, and cultures. Thank you. I'm Ted Bell. that good enough? I mean, I don't know what you want.
Yeah, that's fine. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, you sound a little impatient.
Well, the whole I'm Ted Bell thing, I guess, is putting me off. Here is...
Well, Phil, I want the lady to know who made the apology and why.
I understand. Here is Clearfield on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make a few comments. I wanted to make a comment about, you know, this guy's attitude about your listening audience, as well as the stereotypical and educated comments about how great it is to own a satellite dish. And
it is great. I mean, I've had a dish since 1985.
It comes down to personal choice, because cable versus satellite, you know, a lot of packages they throw in the satellite dish, you know, BFD, you know, big deal.
What do you mean, BFD?
It doesn't mean anything. And then as far as the listening audience, I want to tell you something. I am an educated person.
How many bedrooms in your home?
I own apartments.
How many bedrooms?
Let alone own my house.
How many bedrooms in your home?
Four.
You have four?
We have a four-bedroom house. We own 5 acres of land.
See,
my husband
once again,
and I we can retire right now.
A lot of
right
your
now,
listeners
it's
are really going.
A, year.
A lot of your listeners are going against the stereotype, Bill.
Why?
I didn't think you had any listeners that had more than one bedroom apartment. I really didn't.
Well, why is that?
Think,
you know,
what's sad is
wait, she's got four
how
bedrooms.
Are you your businesses? Because you're obviously the way you talk is just so uncustumer friendly.
No, ma'am.
You must be behind the scenes or something.
You have four bedrooms in your house. You're saying four bedrooms in one house, or do you rent four?
Yes.
Do you rent? Wow.
What's the big thing about that? She has a four-bedroom house. I have a four-bedroom house.
Yeah, I just wanted to just squash that stereotypical, you know, white trash, welfare-ridden apartment.
Well, I just
living,
don't. Phil
you know,
Hendry
listener,
called me up.
That's
he wanted
bull crap.
Me. He wanted some story from me about why the Time Warner ABC problem with the cable system. I said, why are you calling me about cable TV?
Well, that's
I have
thing.
A dish.
Okay,
I have a satellite
not,
dish.
That's
okay?
Not a problem.
Nobody chooses to drive a VW, all right? When they can drive a BMW, just like nobody chooses to have cable when they can have satellite. I'm Ted Bell. I have both satellite and a BMW.
Man, here is...
What does that mean?
Never mind. Here is Hollywood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hollywood, hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, you're on the air, ma'am. On the Phil Hendry
Ted,
Show.
You are the most insincere human being I've ever heard in my life.
You, know,
you are the epitome
you know, I have
of
two
what
businesses.
L.A. is. You are everything... People in L.A. do not.
You live in Hollywood. You live in Hollywood.
So arrogant.
You live in Hollywood.
You have a BMW and a dish. Does that make you a class act kind of human being?
No, but he asked me what do I think about cable.
Oh my God!
I have a dish.
Pathetic.
I'm pathetic. I have a dish. Okay.
Oh, you're so brilliant because you have a dish.
I don't have the 18-inch dish.
When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
You know,
I just
want to
be just like you.
You know what, baby? You live in Hollywood, okay? I live in Beverly Hills. I'm sorry if you're depressed.
That makes you a better person.
I'm sorry if you're depressed.
That makes you a better person, right?
I'm sorry if you're depressed about living in Hollywood and I live in Beverly Hills.
Oh, please. Did I say I was depressed?
You sound depressed.
Did I tell you what part of Hollywood it was?
Yeah, what part of Hollywood?
Just because I said Hollywood, maybe I don't need to brag about where I live.
When you live in the hills?
Validate my existence as a human being.
The Hollywood Hills.
Because you live for your dish and your BMW.
Have you got a
beer? Get a grip, guys.
I got an 800 series.
Oh, my God. You're so pathetic.
I have an 800 series BMW. Thank you.
That makes you a really good human being, right?
Just because you live on Sunset in a flea bag. Oh, you really
you're
pissed
funny.
Me off. You make
Do
me mad.
You know how funny you are?
You piss me off.